it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. Oh, we made it to Friday, people. Friday, the weekend, the weather looks beautiful. The Tigers are going to play a double dip tomorrow. The Red Wings are still in this so-called playoff push. Full disclosure, though, it's 7:21 on a Thursday night when I'm recording this. It's currently Wings 1, the Penguins 1. There's 15 minutes left to go in the first period, so I don't know who won this hockey game. Capitals and Sabres, first period, they're scoreless as well. So I have no idea who won the games. By the time you watch or listen, as usual, you're going to figure it out. I'll be honest with you. If I wait till after the game to do the podcast, I don't go to bed till like 2 in the morning. Not that you give a damn. I know you don't. But it takes like 2 hours to get this whole thing up on the internet and on YouTube and wherever you happen to listen or watch the podcast. So I'm doing it early during the Wings game, which again, 14:57 left to go in the first period. It's tied at 1. Hopefully the Wings pull it out, I guess, whatever. If you're still into the playoff push, I want them to win. I know you want them to win. It would be fantastic to see playoff hockey at Little Caesars Arena. Here's the thing, too, and I might have said this before, but I can't remember. Whoever makes it in is the 8th seed, whether it be the Capitals or the Penguins or the Red Wings or the off chance that the Flyers make it in. Whoever makes it in as the 8th seed, I kind of feel is going to give the Rangers a push, a run for their money. I'm not saying they're going to win. But there's going to be such a sense of relief that you're in the playoffs that I kind of feel it will be loosey-goosey, and whoever makes it in is going to give the Rangers a tough time. But what the hell do I know? I know that I'm frustrated. I know that I'm aggravated. I know that this city has zero expectations. It's been a hell of a week on the Daily Ticket and just in Detroit sports. Tuesday, we played you the comments from Scott Harris, the president of baseball operation for the Tigers. He went on high heat, talked to doggy Chris Russo. And Chris asked him about the expectations. You're off to a hot start. Fans are excited. The AL Central stinks. The Twins are hurt and cut payroll. The Guardians aren't for real, just lost their best pitcher. Give me your thoughts about how your team's going to handle the expectations. And Scott Harris, we played you the comment. Pretty much punted it. Said, you know what? We have no expectations. Trying to get better. Going to try to beat the Pirates, which they actually did. Got to earn the right to talk about the division of the postseason. We haven't earned anything yet. I mean, I could have told you that by his offseason. I feel like a broken record. We've talked about this before. But you knew Scott Harris had no expectations, and you knew he had no eyes on trying to make the postseason. Smart for him. I get it. Doesn't want to officially start his president of baseball operations time clock. That's fine. Who cares? That was Tuesday. Then yesterday, I mean, Jared Goff came out and said the Detroit media relishes in negativity. Cool. Did a podcast on that. But the comment I'm about to play you tops both those comments. The comment I'm about to play you, I just did a radio show with this comment. It sent me over the edge. I don't get affected by coach speak very often. I've done this job for quite some time. Nothing really infuriates me with the exception of one thing. When you try to sell a shit. And that's what Derek Lalonde tried to do. It's Wednesday after practice. Wings practice after losing to the Capitals. About to fly to the Steel City where they are as I'm taping this podcast. And Derek Lalonde met with the media. And I do believe, I could be wrong, I think it was Will Birchfield, who works for 97.1 The Ticket, does a great job. Read his stuff at 97.1theticket.com and, of course, on Twitter, 97.1theticket and Instagram and Facebook. And, I mean, he's really good. Will is everywhere. So I think Will asked the question. But the question was to Derek Lalonde, talk about trying to get to the postseason when it's going to be a lower number of points that gets you or whoever else into the eighth seed. Like, usually it's 97, 98 points that you need to get to make the postseason. This year, 94 points might get you in. 96 points might get you in. So that was the question. I got to play you the response from Derek Lalonde because it was rather infuriating. And by the way, if you didn't think the Scott Harris audio was infuriating, which a lot of you did not, I read the comments. If you didn't think that was infuriating, this will be. I promise you. Take a listen.
We talked about this the other day. This was a dream scenario to be in games like this. No one had us here. Most people projected us seventh in the division. No one had us in the playoffs. And again, not a knock on our group. That was the division. That's the conference. To have an opportunity right here, we may not be here next year. You look at some of these lineups and teams are growing, not to mention other names, but I don't foresee New Jersey not flirting with 100 points. There's teams around us. You don't get these opportunities, and we're in one. So we had an opportunity last night, so we came up short. We have an opportunity tomorrow against Pittsburgh. We would like to seize that opportunity.
All right, so a couple things that stick out about that comment. First of all, the one big thing is we don't know if we're going to get back. Like, you don't know if you're going to be back to a chance for the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. Are you fucking kidding me? You don't know if you're going to get back? This isn't the Stanley Cup Finals you're trying to get back to, or even the Eastern Conference Finals, or even the second round of the playoffs. Like, for instance, Dan Campbell, after losing the NFC title game, stepped to the podium and said, "We might not be back. It's hard." I understand that. That's obvious. Takes a lot of luck and skill to make the NFC title game. We know this in Detroit. It had been 30 years. We get that. Like, if Matt Painter in Purdue stepped to the podium after losing the UConn in the NCAA championship game the other day and said, "We're losing Zach Edey. We don't know if we're going to be back." Like, okay, we get it. We understand. If the Arizona Diamondbacks said, "We don't know if we're going to be back to the World Series," like, we get it. Makes perfect sense. Those are tough tasks to accomplish. You got Derek Lalonde saying, "We don't know if we're going to get back." Like, it's some great, amazing ability, some great, amazing thing that they're fighting for a playoff spot. Like, that is what you're talking about. And I love the fact that he's like, "Well, I'm not going to name any names." And then he lists the Devils. Well, the Devils might have 100 points. What about you? What about you? You're going to be 6 years into the Iser plan. You don't think you can improve your team? You got all these kids in Grand Rapids we keep hearing about. You don't think you can get back? He was telling you to enjoy your gruel. Don't dare have expectations. Be happy with almost being in the playoffs. It's such bullshit. And it pisses me the fuck off so bad. There's very few things in this business I still get affected by. This is one of them. And I'm curious where you're at. What the hell is it with this town and expectations? What is it? I love how Derek Lalonde calls this a dream scenario. It's a dream scenario to try to get the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. Could you imagine if you go back to like 2008 or 2013 or even 1995 or 97, 91, whatever, and you thought about celebrating just making the playoffs? Nobody cares. Other cities make the playoffs all the time, but it's something about Detroit that we should just be happy with. Well, you know what? You're close. You should be happy. Enjoy your gruel. That's what it is. You know what it is? All we've seen for two decades damn near is losing. So you get brainwashed. And you think it's a bigger thing than it actually is. The fact that he stood up there at the podium and acted like we should be happy that you pissed away an 8-point lead in the playoffs is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. But here we are. The same goes for Scott Harris. We've been in a rebuild in baseball for 10 years. You sat through all those games with faceless, nameless hitters and pitchers that sucked at their job. Being out of the postseason race by June, most years May. And then you get a guy like Scott Harris saying, well, you know what? We're just focused on getting our team better. Fuck that. How about spend a little money? How about try to make the playoffs? How about try to win? How about try to give these fans something to actually be happy about and proud about? But the funny thing is, you're going to be mad at me. You're mad at me for being pissed off that nobody has expectations. It makes no sense to me. You're mad at me. You should be mad at them. And yes, both are Ilitch-owned teams. So maybe that is the message that comes from the top. Just be happy with your gruel.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Remember the good old days when you made the playoffs? When we were Hockey Town? And every year there was a different message that the Wings came out with, like sound the red alarm or light the red lamp or we want Stanley. Do you remember that? Well, if the Wings make the playoffs, they should just do be happy with your gruel. In fact, they have another home playoff game left. They should get a big banner and say, eat your gruel and be happy about it. That is a ridiculous, absurd, obnoxious comment. And notice how he said, we were picked to finish seventh in the Atlantic. Okay. Since when does anybody care about the talking heads? Since when does any coach, player, front office person give any credibility to any preseason prediction? But you got Derek Lalonde saying, forget about the fact that we coughed away a massive lead in the Eastern Conference and focus on the fact that on a Thursday night, you get to watch a great game that if you lose, your season is toast. But if you win, you still got a chance. I have the percentages for you if you care, which I know you might not, but if the Red Wings were to win, and again, by the time you watch or listen, you're going to know, beat the Penguins, 44% chance to make the playoffs. Lose to the Penguins, just a 7.3% chance to make the playoffs. Beat the Penguins in overtime, 38.5% chance. And lose to the Penguins in overtime, you got a 17.3% chance. So those are your chances. What'd you think of the comments? What'd you think of the comments? Let me know in the comment section. I thought they were absolutely obnoxious. And maybe I'm the only guy. Feel free to yell at me about this one, just like you did about the Scott Harris thing. You got one guy in the media begging and pleading for you all to get involved, to expect more, to demand more. And I get yelled at because I know it's crazy. I want to win again. But no. Derek Lalonde will tell you, you should be happy with what I'm giving you. Craziest thing in the world. Promise the steak dinner and instead you get White Castle. Fantastic. So let me know in the comment section. I am not intentionally trying to send you to your weekend with a bad mood, but yet here we are. Let me read some comments from the last podcast yesterday, and then we're going to go enjoy our weekend, hopefully. So yesterday's podcast was all about Jared Goff. He called Detroit media negative and that we relish in negativity. Let me read you some of the comments, all right? This was all over the place. People were kind of mean and kind of nice. Like, at Killface Boys says, media people are funny. They want their cake and eat it too. They criticize players but get bent out of shape when players criticize them. I don't think I'm getting bent out of shape. I admit media people are very whiny. I'm probably one of them. I'm also negative, and I do relish in negativity. Jared Goff nailed me. That didn't sound right. Jared Goff nailed my mindset, I guess, to a T. He's right about me. But the majority of media in Detroit is not like me. The majority of media in Detroit are very fair, and they want the team to win, and they're very positive. How about this one? At Noah Conley, Goff is 100% right in some instances. Anyone see the Free Press article after Scooble opening day start, bashing his Cy Young chances after the second start of the year when he is a number two odd still? I mean, I don't know if that I saw that article, but fair enough. How about this one? Rig, shave that head completely, will look cool. That's at Ryan Willis 8679. Here's the problem. When I do these podcasts, it's the lights that really make me look really weird. It's not my fault. It's the lights. Like, look, here, if I put my head in the light, I look a hell of a lot worse. Like, I feel this lighting right here, actually, is pretty good. You know? I don't have that many trouble areas, but they're right in front of my head, so they stick out pretty quickly. And then how about one more for you? I had a comment, and I actually screenshot it, and now it's gone. Did this person? Oh, no, here he is. At RJV2395, he got very upset. Take a listen to this. You do neither entertain or inform. Why do you always look like you've been kicked in the balls? Voice, same. Seriously, invest in a hairstyle. Goff is totally correct. The media and YouTubers before last year were toxic. You were toxic. And all have always been, the same. Can we write it better? If you want to rip on me, can we be a little more succinct? Can we put together a sentence structure that makes sense? Anyway, says Goff is totally correct. Look at how you discuss the wings. You seem to think you should have winners instead of understanding winning is a total attitude. By the way, that's from at RJV2395. I seem to think we should have winners. Wings haven't made the playoffs since 2016. Lions won one playoff game since 57 before this previous season. The Tigers haven't made the playoffs in a decade. I think we should have winners. I'm the bad guy because I want to win. I'm the bad guy because I want to enjoy my sports. I'm the bad guy. Like, Jesus criminy. I got to tell you, I don't know where this attitude comes from. I don't know where this acceptance of the gruel they want to feed you comes from. Let me know what you think. What'd you think of the Derek Lalonde comments? Furthermore, what do you think of this whole mindset that how dare we want to win? It's not the craziest thing I've ever seen. The fact that anybody would disagree with me is the most absurd thing in my mind. Hi, my name is Jeff, and I want to win more games. Hi, my name is Jeff, and I'm sick of rebuilding. Hi, my name is Jeff, and I want to make the playoffs. But I'm the asshole. Think about that for a second. I'm the dick. I'm the jerk for wanting to make the playoffs, for wanting to spend some money to go down to Detroit, watch my teams. Oh, I'm an asshole. I think I've lost it. I need the weekend. Hope you have a great weekend, even if you disagree with me. Hit me up in the comment section. Remember, don't have any expectations. Don't. Anything in life. If you lower your expectations, apparently you're going to be a happier person. We'll see you on Monday. Or maybe we won't. I expect to be back, but who the hell knows? You shouldn't expect anything. That's what I've learned this week on the Daily Ticket. Goodbye.